There's a few poems by James Lineberger. This one's called Blue Ridge. No way to know it then, but except for the time years later when he was in the hospital dying from a stroke, this is the only night I will ever spend alone with him. The two of us sharing the one bed in a hotel room way up in Boone because Mama said, take him with you, let him see what it's like to have to live your life on the road. Maybe then he'll learn to appreciate the sacrifices a person has to make in this world. And through the little window, the mountains are covered in fog, and a steady rain is falling, which he was not going out in, he said, because if I caught a cold, he would never hear the end of it. So we can't go see the Johnny Mack Brown Western at the movie house they have down the street, and nothing left to do but listen to the radio while he drinks his wild turkey from the bottle, and the phone rings again, and he stares at it, and it rings and rings. And I say, you're not going to answer it, Daddy? And he says, shut up, just shut the fuck up. Clearwater by James Lineberger. Forgive me, but it's my poem, and mostly my life, and over the years I've learned to cut myself a little slack, so I won't be using the word abandoned, thank you, when I say that was the first time I left them. But what made this particular departure really weird was that I lit out on Christmas Eve, worst day on the calendar for me, always has been. It was one of those warm Decembers, so typical in the Carolinas, temperature in the low 70s with a fresh generation of flies feeding on the dog shit in the yard. The kind of weather that makes the peach growers frantic because they knew the cold snap wouldn't be far behind. My brother, who was separated from his first wife at the time, had said I could stay with him until I got myself together and decided what to do, but when I arrived, he was away. No note to explain his whereabouts, no welcome of any kind, except all the windows were raised, and the front door was standing wide open like the entrance to some dimly lit bar. I put down my old duffel bag and wandered through the house like an intruder, ending up finally in the bedroom, where I knelt by the torn mattress that served for a bed, muttering some kind of God forgive me prayer, and suddenly, with the sweat pouring off me, I began to shiver, realizing I had no idea where I was headed or who this person was that lived here. Benediction by James Lineberger. I stand back as you bend over to touch your hair, speaking to the wild eyes, the gaping mouth trying helplessly to help her relax and let go, but you can tell she's fighting it, clinging to this nothingness as if it were still alive, and you say, we're here, Patsy, it's me, and here's Jimmy, too, we love you, love you. And I glance at the roommate who lies on her side facing the muted TV as she masturbates under the covers, eyes closed, fucking her husband who died in 53, reaching out to put a trembling arm around him and hump her wet diaper against his groin, pledging her troth every time she hears you murmur, I love you. Honeysuckle by James Lineberger. It takes over everything it touches. In this little yard alone, I have witnessed it wrap itself around an azalea bush and slowly strangle the life out of the poor thing, for it gives no quarter, lusts after no particular victim, will just as soon mount an aging water oak and suck on its gray-beard bark as go after the finest rosebush in the garden. Time and again I'm tempted to pour gasoline on the stuff and light it up, but what then? What to do the next time spring rolls around, and there's no sweet scent of honeysuckle in the air? Yet death without surcease still hungers for everything, everywhere.